Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 5, we were warned not to vow an oath in God's name that we cannot keep. The penalty of not keeping the oath would be sin. Let's continue with that lesson today.
We don't want to make wrong oaths. Now, let me give you an example of an oath that you should not make. As a matter of fact, this does not come from me personally. This is Dr. Lehman Strauss, who is now with the Lord. But Dr. Strauss gives this example. Listen to this oath. Binding myself under no less penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by its roots, and buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this my solemn oath and obligation as an entered apprentice mason. So help me God, and keep me steadfast in the due performance of the same. Now notice he said, so help me God to be an entered apprentice mason. Now listen to the second oath. Binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my body severed in twain, my bowels taken from thence and burned to ashes, the ashes scattered to the four winds of the heaven so that no more trace or remembrance may be had of so vile and perjured a wretch as I, should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this my solemn obligation as a master mason, so help me God, and keep me steadfast in the due performance of the same. Well, the apprentice mason or the master mason both invoke the name of God. Now, let's ask a question. Can a Christian bind himself to that oath and be biblically right, since he has sworn himself to suicide if he keeps not the oath? He is sworn to murder if he keeps not the oath. See, that is an unholy and profane oath that dishonors God and his holy word. This is an oath that should not be taken by anyone, especially a Christian. I believe 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17 comes in here. He says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Now, some say, well, hey, you got to say that you believe in God. Well, that's not what the Bible means by being a believer. A believer is one that believes that Jesus Christ indeed died on the cross for their sins and rose up from the dead, and that shedding his precious blood, he paid their penalty in full. Believing that, they have received him as their Lord and Savior, and therefore they believe that salvation is in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, not plus works, not plus the church or anything else. And they have repented from their sins and turned to Christ. That's what is meant by a believer. And if everybody in that group is not a believer, then you have an unequal yoke. Okay? Now, and that is true for marriage. That's why you should not marry an unbeliever. So he says, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? The word fellowship has partnership. That's what it means, a partnership. Often the word is used in marriage. It's used in business relationships and to a business partnership. So what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Is this oath light or is that loath darkness? You already know that, don't you? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now that's very clear. What are we to do about that kind of an organization? That kind of a partnership? We're to come out from among them and be separate. Whether it's an ecumenical movement or whether it's some kind of a lodge or something like that, when you have these things. Be patiently persistent, my friend, in keeping your word to God. So as we have looked here at James chapter 5 and verses 7 through 12, we have been considering this idea of patient persistence. And every Christian should be patiently persistent. And perhaps you've been listening to this entire message over the, well over a week now. And as you've listened, God has shown you some things about yourself. Well, what should you do about that? Well, ask His forgiveness. If there are other people you need to make things right with, make it right with them. If you've used the weaponry of carnality instead of your spiritual weapons, make those things right. If you've sinned with the tongue, you've made oaths that you shouldn't make, you have used your tongue in ways that have used the Lord's name in vain, you have used your tongue against others, and on we could go about these things that are here, then my friend, confess to God. And then get on the road of doing what is right. Now, let me also say that you can try as hard as you want to, but you're not going to completely be able to overcome the sins of the tongue by your own strength. It's like people trying to work their way to heaven. You cannot work your way to heaven. You see, the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And friend, that includes me, as well as you. God is holy, and being a holy God, He must punish sin. Otherwise, He wouldn't be true to Himself. This whole world would be thrown off course. We just could not trust His word. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, the Bible tells us. You see, sin must be paid for. And yes, the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. By the way, that's what death means. Separation, not cessation. Separated from God forever in a lake of fire. And friend, that is grim news. But that's only the first half of Romans 6:23. The good news is found in the second half, which reads, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, my friend, if a person dies and goes to hell, he gets exactly what he deserves. Strict justice. And nothing more, but nothing less. However, if a person goes to heaven, he does not get what he deserves. He's getting what Jesus Christ deserves. We are in Christ, and so we get what He deserves. Now understand, my friend, Jesus Christ, God's Son, shed His precious blood on the cross to pay for all our sins that we ever have or ever will commit. 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave. You see, His spirit was in hell while His body was in the grave. And 3 days later, He rose up victorious over all of that, having conquered all that has conquered us. Having done that, He now offers the way of salvation to you. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He says that He was come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. What is your responsibility? turn from your sin. Sometimes we say the word repent. Sometimes we talk about relationship. If you're repenting, you're turning from something. You're turning from sin. You're turning from depending on yourself for your eternity. And you're placing yourself solely and completely in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you receive God's gift of eternal life. In other words, you're saying, okay, I'm entering this relationship. Now, when I got married, the relationship with my wife was different than when we dated. You see, when we dated, we had relationship of seeing each other and saying hi and things of that nature. But when we got married, we become more knowledgeable of one another. And I couldn't just say, well, look, I'm going to take you out on a date every Friday night, or we'll try to get together on Friday nights, but I'm going to live over here, I'm going to live there, and I'm going to do this, do that. No. When you enter in a relationship, you're entering into a commitment. My friend, are you ready to meet God? You say, Brother Andy, I am not. What must I do? Admit your need. I'm a sinner. I cannot be good enough to go to heaven. I need a Savior. Repent, turn from depending on yourself to be good enough to get you to heaven, turn from your sin, and then believing that Jesus Christ, shedding His precious blood, died on the cross for you, and 3 days later rose up from the dead, invite Him into your life as your personal God and Savior. Right now, right where you are, why not bow your head and pray? And pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner. And I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write me and let me know. I've got a booklet titled Building Blocks that I want to send to you. It will instruct you on how to live the Christian life. It'll teach you on how to study the Bible so you'll understand it better. It will also show you how to pray, what you ought to pray for, according to the Word of God. It will teach you things about doctrine and about your day-to-day living. It'll teach you on how to lead another person to Jesus Christ and about the local church. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just write and ask for the booklet, say, Brother Andy, I just asked the Lord to save me. Would you please send me the booklet? Or you may say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved. I've been saved before, but I do want the booklet. You write for it, and we'll send it to you. Again, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, write and let us know. We want to hear from you. Brother Jerry Banks will be giving you our address in just a moment, so please be listening as we turn it now over to him. So, my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.